Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Urban Poppy. How's it going? So today I am going to be talking about fish oils. I get a lot of questions about what's the best fish oil to take. Should I be taking salmon oil? Should I take krill oil? Should I take cod liver oil? They're all great oils, but I'm going to go ahead and break down the different types of fish oils. And my top picks, I like to think of everything very functional. So certain times of the year, or depending on what's going on, I like to use certain fish oils, because each one kind of offers different benefits. So let's go ahead and dive right in. So let's start with just the word fish oil. So fish oil usually refers to an oil derived from fish. Most of the time they're using sardines, anchovies, a lot of these deep sea fish. They tend to be small, which is really good. Nothing's wrong with those. So fish oil usually contains two main constituents. One's called DHA. The other one is called EPA. So DHA is good for brain cognitive function, and EPA you can think of as like joints, eyes, skin, things like that. So there's a lot of different fish oil out there, and we'll start with regular fish oil. So regular fish oil, just if you go to your health food store, I would not go to 99 cent store, Walmart, or maybe Target. They are obviously offering better brands as consumers demand higher quality goods, so you can find good quality fish oils there. The most basic one would be like coming from anchovies, sardines, mackerel. And when you look for a good fish oil, try to avoid things with vitamin E. Actually, vitamin E is okay, but maybe stay away from things with soy or extra additives in the ingredient list. You don't want to have too many other things other than just fish oil in there. Some of these companies will cut a lot of their fish oil with other ingredients, but try to stay away. I don't like soy oil in my fish oils. It's fish oil. It's not supposed to be soy oil. So the next one would be salmon oil. So salmon is pretty unique, and we're going to talk about why krill is unique as well. But salmon is a fish oil. It's a great source of omegas. But it has a unique color. So when you look at salmon, you say, oh yeah, salmon has that pinkish hue to it. Well, that pinkish hue comes from an antioxidant called astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is a reddish pigment. And when salmon consume krill, or algae, usually they consume krill, their skin or their fat becomes this pinkish color, reddish pink color, whatever you want to call it. But that's the plus side to salmon oil. So you're getting fish oils where you're getting the DHA and EPA, but you're also getting an antioxidant. And what that antioxidant does with the fish oil is it surrounds the fat molecule and helps with proper absorption into the bloodstream and possibly passing the blood-brain barrier and getting into your brain. So that's the plus side of salmon. So since salmon eat krill, krill is the next fish oil that we can talk about. Krill's great. Used to be marketed for people with like pain, especially like knees, knee pain, back pain, even with women with PMS pains, just because it does help with that. I can't claim that, but a lot of these companies were claiming that's what it's good for. And it has the highest amount of that astaxanthin, that red, reddish pigment antioxidant. So the krill eat algae, and these algae are red in nature. So when the krill eat the algae, they too turn red. Don't worry, you won't become red. But so krill, the fish oil itself, has that astaxanthin surrounding the fat molecules, which makes it almost amazing absorption rate. Some people will say, oh, well, krill, you don't get enough EPA and DHA. Well, in essence, that's true, but when it comes to absorption, since the absorption is so high, you will be getting that EPA and DHA. You might not get everything that's labeled on the package, but you're going to get more than, say, with a regular fish oil. The next fish oil we'll talk about is cod liver oil. Cod liver, probably one of my favorite right now. I think because I went to a conference not too long ago and heard a cod liver farmer up in Norway talking about why he loves cod. And when you look at him, his skin was just amazing, very glowy. His just complexion was just awesome, and I think who wouldn't want a complexion the way he did? So I like cod liver quite a bit. I tend to use cod during the winter months. Most people somewhere in their family lineage, when so-and-so was a kid, they probably got like a tablespoon or teaspoon of cod liver when they were sick. Well, instead of waiting till that moment when you are sick, I like to be a little more preventative and supportive, so why not just take it during the winter months and hopefully ward off anything that might come. So cod liver is great. I also like it specifically before like a photo shoot, if you're a model, or if you're going to go to a wedding and you really want to look good for the photos, because it's going to give you that nice complexion. It's something good to take before a wedding shoot. And going back to the other fish oils, krill is something good. Like if you say you had an injury, or you're very active, maybe something like krill or salmon might be a little bit better for you versus just the regular fish oil. And if you're just not doing much with your day-to-day, you're not very active, you're not an athlete, you're not a performer, then sticking to regular fish oil is just fine. Most packages will have the daily recommended amount on there. Some people say to take at least 4,000 milligrams or 4 grams of healthy fish oil fats, or even just fats per day. And so when most soft gels are about 500 milligrams, so if you say so you need about 8 soft gel capsules per day of omegas if you want to reach that goal. That's what I like to do. So my soft gels are 500 milligrams a piece, so I try to get in about 8 a day. If I don't, I don't, but I try to on my good days. So that's a little bit about fish oil. I'll list a few brands right now that I like. For regular fish oil, there's a company called Nordic Naturals. They're based in California. Wonderful company. I like their omega-3 line. They also have something called Super Omega, which is a concentrated omega, and their fish oils are derived from anchovies, sardines, and I think mackerel. They might have herring in there as well, but yeah, check them out. Nordic Naturals is great. Another company for salmon oil is a brand called New Chapter. They're a whole food nutraceutical company where all their multivitamins are pretty much whole food nutrient. And I like their salmon oil is wonderful. You can also go to Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's has a reasonably good salmon oil for the price. If you want quality, go with New Chapter. But if you just want to start off with something, a great start is just Trader Joe's. I have noticed that some of the stores aren't carrying it anymore. I'm not too sure if that's just a temporary thing or if they're going to discontinue it altogether. But if you can find some salmon oil from them, I would go with them. Cod liver oil, there's a few brands. Carlson's Labs, I like them. Carlson Labs, they have a liquid, and the liquid does not taste bad. They have one that's plain. They also have one with either lemon or orange. And Nordic Naturals makes a wonderful cod liver oil as well. There are a few fermented cod liver brands out there. I can't recall them at the moment. I haven't taken them in a long time to remember their names. But if you want to take maybe the highest quality, go ahead and look for the fermented cod liver. Krill oil, there's a lot of good krill companies out there. Just don't get, don't spend all your money on their marketing. There's a lot of marketing that some of these companies pay for, and the price is shown. So try to get a reasonably priced krill oil. I'm sure you can find some on Amazon or at your local Whole Foods or health food store. You can go to my website. It's a list of all the products that I like most. It's bit.ly/Justin's List. That's bit.ly/Justin's List. You can also check out that link on my Instagram at Urban Poppy. That's spelled H-E-R-B-A-N and Poppy, P-O-P-P-Y, like the California Poppy, and that's the state that I live in. And feel free to reach out to me through direct message, or my email is urbanpoppy@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out. Thanks, and have a great day.